Pope Benedict XVI has arrived in Israel on the second leg of his pilgrimage to the Holy Land. He was greeted at the airport near Tel Aviv by senior officials, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Shimon Peres. During the next 5 days, the Pope will visit sacred sites linked with the life of Jesus, and he will hold talks with religious representatives as well as with Israeli and Palestinian leaders. In his arrival speech, the Pope immediately addressed the issue of Palestinian statehood.
In union with people of goodwill everywhere, I plead with all those responsible to explore every possible avenue in the search for a just resolution of the outstanding difficulties, so that both peoples may live in peace in a homeland of their own, within secure and internationally recognized borders.
And the Pope said Israel and the Vatican had many shared values, including the desire to put religion in its rightful place in society.
The just ordering of social relationships presupposes and requires a respect for the freedom and dignity of every human being whom Christians, Muslims, and Jews alike believe to be created by a loving God and destined for eternal life. When the religious dimension of the human person is denied or marginalized, the very foundation for a proper understanding of inalienable human rights is placed in jeopardy.
And Pope Benedict called for free access to Jerusalem for people from all the religions with holy sites in the city.
One thing that three great monotheistic religions have in common is a special veneration for that holy city. It is my earnest hope that all pilgrims to the holy places will be able to access them freely and without restraint.
In his discourse, Pope Benedict also spoke of how, tragically, the Jewish people have experienced the terrible consequences of ideologies that deny the fundamental dignity of every human person. He said that he would pray for the 6 million victims of the Holocaust and promised to fight anti-Semitism around the world.
It is right and fitting that during my stay in Israel, I will have the opportunity to honor the memory of the 6 million Jewish victims of the Shoah and to pray that humanity will never again witness a crime of such magnitude. Sadly, anti-Semitism continues to rear its ugly head in many parts of the world. This is totally unacceptable.
Every effort must be made to combat anti-Semitism, the Pope continued, wherever it is found. Meanwhile, Benedict XVI announced with joy that he is taking his place in a long line of Christian pilgrims to these shores.
I come, like so many others before me, to pray at the holy places, to pray especially for peace. Peace in the Holy Land and peace throughout the world.
And addressing the Pope at Ben Gurion Airport, President Shimon Peres said he hoped the Pope's visit would in fact help pave the road to peace.
We have made peace with Egypt and Jordan, and we are negotiating to make peace with the Palestinians. We may also arrive at a comprehensive regional peace in the near future. Your visit here brings a blessing understanding between religions and spread peace to near and to far.